as we've arrived at the site of the Buddha, the Bodhisattva's birth into the human realm from the heaven realms. His birth occurred in this site. So I thought that to continue on our aspiration of requesting the five precepts and taking the three refuges, to invite Ajahn Wayama to do that on this occasion, do that first, and then ask Ajahn Wayama to describe and explain to you the events that took place here over 2,500 years ago.
So when you were requesting three refuges and the five precepts from a nun, you replace the word Bhante with Iye, and when you finish taking the three refuges, instead of saying Amma Bhante, you say Amma Iye. So is there anyone who can request the three refuges and the five precepts? Namo tassa bhagavato arahato sammā sambuddhassa. Namo tassa bhagavato arahato sammā sambuddhassa. Namo tassa bhagavato arahato sammā sambuddhassa. Buddhang saranang gacchami. Dhammang saranang gacchami. Sanghang saranang gacchami. Dutiyampi buddhang saranang gacchami. Dutiyampi dhammang saranang gacchami. Dutiyampi sanghang saranang gacchami. Tatiyampi buddhang saranang gacchami. Tatiyampi dhammang saranang gacchami. Tatiyampi sanghang saranang gacchami. Saranagamanang nititang. Panati pata veramani sikapadang samadhiyami. Adina dana veramani sikapadang samadhiyami. Kame sumi cha chara veramani sikapadang samadhiyami. Musavada veramani sikapadang samadhiyami. Sura meraya madhya pamadatana veramani sikapadang samadhiyami. Imani pancha sikapadani silena sugatinyanti silena boga sampada silena nibutinyanti tasma silang visodaye. So may you keep these precepts for your growth in Dharma, for your happiness, and for the attainment of Nibbana. So this is a very powerful place, the birth of Lord Buddha, the birth of the Dharma in this incarnation. Obviously the Dharma doesn't depend on the Buddha, the Dharma is, but we need a Buddha to point out the truth of the way things are, and also to provide us with the path of practice so that we can realize that for ourselves. And so it was the physical birth of the Buddha, his coming back into the human realm, which made it possible for us to take up this path and to practice for our own liberation from the cycle of birth and death. So birth and death, very much interlinked and part of what we touch when we come here. I'm very moved by the fact that this is the birthplace of the Buddha, and also that this birth led to the passing away, the death of the Buddha's mother, Mahamaya. And so when we think about the cycle of birth and death, we have it very much here, very close to us, as we think about the physical birth of the Buddha and 7 days later the passing away of his mother. It's said that when the Bodhisattva was abiding in the Tusita realm, the heavenly realm, that he mindfully passed away from there and took birth in his mother's womb, and that he stayed mindfully in his mother's womb throughout the course of her pregnancy, and that he mindfully entered the human realm and was able then to declare immediately after his birth that this was to be his final birth. We're also told that Queen Mahamaya, the Buddha's mother, as soon as she conceived the Bodhisattva in her womb, had a dream of a white elephant, and this was a prophetic dream to her, telling her that something significant had happened, that she had conceived a great being, and that from the time that she conceived the Bodhisattva, that she had no more physical contact with her husband, King Suddhodana, and that her mind was pure, free from any kind of irritation or anger throughout the time of her pregnancy. And at as was the custom in those days, as is still the custom in this culture, that she had moved from her family home to the palace to live her married life with King Suddhodana in Kapilavastu. And as her pregnancy came to an end and it was time for her confinement, she desired to return to her family home, the home of her birth, in Devadaha, to give birth to her child there. And it was on the journey back to Devadaha that she felt the labour pains begin, and she had come into this garden, this sal grove at Lumbini, to rest, and instead of just resting there, she went into labour and gave birth to the Bodhisatta. And it's said in some accounts, I don't know whether this is in the Tipitaka, that the delivery actually took place from her through her left side, and whether this indicates a cesarean birth or a special kind of birth, I don't know, but that's the account. After the delivery of the child and she had rested, then it's said that she returned to Kapilavastu, and that they were able to then rejoice in the birth of this young child. And 7 days after the delivery, the Buddha's mother passed away. And her sister, who was also married to King Suddhodana, Mahaprachapati Gotami, took over as the foster mother of the Buddha, Prince Siddhartha, and tended to him, looked after him as her own child throughout the rest of his infant's life as an infant and childhood, up until the time when he left home to become a spiritual wanderer at 29. In terms of the Buddha's appreciation of his mother, I think it's quite amazing that the Buddha had a very compassionate understanding of the difficulties of being a female with a female body and the female life in the social conditions of the time. One of the teachings which the Buddha gave once he was enlightened was the teaching on the difficulties of being a woman. And the 5 things that he mentioned, I think, are insights which I'm sure he reflected on as a result of the death of his mother and the difficulties that she would have gone through to give him life. He said that there are 5 difficulties that women face. One is the monthly menstrual cycle, and that's quite compassionate for a man to have an understanding of that, and particularly if you think back to the time of the Buddha and situation of women in India very often today with very hard lives and that kind of hardship not really being recognized. Even in today's modern society, very often not really seen as a difficulty. The difficulty of bearing a child in the womb. The difficulty of giving birth. And again, I think it's quite significant that the Buddha should even be aware of these as 2 quite distinct episodes of difficulty, carrying a child in the womb and also giving birth. Very often we just gloss over the carrying the child in the womb and go straight to the childbirth as being difficult. But the Buddha had the sense of how difficult it is to keep that life in the care and protection of the mother for those 9-10 months, to often have to take special care, take special rest, take special food, not be able to do the things that you would normally do, not to be able to go where you would normally go, those sorts of difficulties. And then the difficulty of childbirth. And from his own experience, his mother's death following childbirth. And then the difficulty that a woman on marriage has to leave her family home and go to live with her husband and in her husband's home and enter that household from the bottom rung, if you like. And again, perhaps not something that is so common today, but certainly was common in the time of the Buddha, and something that he would have appreciated his mother had to do. And that was why she was travelling at the time of her impending confinement to go back to her maternal home. And then finally, that for the whole of one's life as a woman, one is under the direction of a man. So as a young girl under the direction of one's father, later on under the direction of one's husband, and if one's husband dies, later on under the direction of one's sons. And so the Buddha said these are five of the disadvantages or five of the difficulties that women face. And when I reflect on his compassionate wisdom and understanding, I think it must surely have started right from his early time, his early childhood, when he realized the difficulty that his mother had gone through to give birth, and the fact that his mother died and he was brought up by another woman who was willing to look after him as her own. It's interesting too that Mahapachapati Gotami, who became the Buddha's foster mother, and then later on, after the Buddha became the Buddha, no longer Siddhartha Gautama, but the Buddha, it was Mahapachapati Gotami who went to the Buddha and asked for the going forth as a nun to begin the nun's Bhikkhuni Sangha from the Buddha. And she became fully enlightened. And in her enlightenment verse, in which she declares her enlightenment, she actually expresses her debt of gratitude to her sister, Mahamaya, for giving birth to the Buddha. And not only her debt, but the debt of beings, countless beings everywhere. She says that surely when Mahamaya brought forth the Bodhisatta, it was not only for her great benefit, but for the great benefit of beings everywhere. And so, again, we can reflect with gratitude on not only the Buddha's birth, but also on the debt we owe his mother, Mahamaya, for giving birth to him. Now, when we come to this place to pay respects, we were able to come to this garden and locate the place of the Buddha's birth because of the pillar which King Asoka raised on this spot 250 years after the birth of the Buddha, approximately. And it's said that he visited this spot himself to pay homage. And then later pilgrims also visited this spot, and there were also monasteries which grew up here from the time of the Buddha. But in later centuries, this whole area was overgrown by jungle and was lost, and there was quite a lot of confusion about where Lumbini actually was and where the Buddha's birthplace actually was located. And there were some controversies. Several different places in this area were at different times taken to be the place of the Buddha. And it was only in more recent times that this place was definitely identified as Lumbini and the place of the Buddha, Buddha's birth. And although that the place inside is said to be the exact location of the Buddha's birth through the unearthing of some inscriptions, I think it's probably just safe to say that it was in that general area. In recent times, there was a Hindu temple built over that area. There was a stupa, and then there was a temple which came to be worshipped as an emanation of one of the Hindu gods. And when we visited last time, that was still in use. Since 2001, that temple has actually been destroyed, and this new enclosure has been built so that the location of the Buddha's birth has been restored as a place of Buddhist significance, and that whole enclosure now encloses generally the area where the Buddha was born. Achanyana, I don't know if you'd like to.
This is supposed to be the spot where Mahamaya bathed after giving birth.
This pool is supposed to be the place where Mahamaya bathed after giving birth, and where she would have rested and before continuing the journey. So in keeping with making the aspiration for at any of the holy places, this is a time to consider that we've all been born many times in samsara, and we've all been mothers many times. We're not mothers, all of us, in this birth. We may not even be female in this birth, but we all have experienced that travail, that difficulty of being born and of giving birth, and then of nurturing life. If we consider the difficulties that people experience here in just nurturing life, keeping life going, compared to the difficulties that we encounter in our situation back in our home countries, then we can understand perhaps again that to be born is suffering, and to be able to relinquish that desire to be born again is the starting point. We don't relinquish it completely, but to at least wake up to the fact that to be born is suffering is a very big step in the right direction. In one of the verses in the Dhammapada, the Buddha talks about our mother and our father. He talks about craving and ignorance as our mother and our father. And again, I was reflecting on this verse as I was coming towards Lumbini. He says we have to kill our mother and kill our father. And when people read that verse without understanding what the Buddha was talking about, of course it's terrible. Fancy that the Buddha is saying we have to kill our mother or our father. But the Buddha was talking about killing the craving to be, killing the ignorance which keeps us coming back again, thinking next time it's going to be better, next time we'll know better, we'll know what to do, we'll avoid all the pitfalls, we'll whatever. So this is an opportunity for us to contemplate what birth gives rise to. And as we chanted this morning, birth gives rise to sorrow, lamentation, pain, grief and despair. gives rise to association with the disliked, separation from the liked, and not getting what we want. This is dukkha. And really contemplating that and seeing that helps us to determine to take up the path of practice with diligence. We were yesterday at the site of the Buddha's passing away, and his last words were to strive on with diligence. That diligence arises when we see that birth is dukkha, and the only way out of birth is to come to the end of being born. And so as we contemplate birth, the birth of the Bodhisattva who was to become the Buddha, we can contemplate the birth in our own mind of that realization and the aspiration to end this cycle of birth and death as soon as we can, striving on with diligence. So another thing to contemplate is that although Mahapachapati Gotami became fully enlightened and passed out of this realm of birth and death, the Buddha's mother, Mahamaya, is still in the Deva realms. And so has yet to attain Nibbana. She may have attained Nibbana from that realm, but we don't know. So I was thinking it would be very nice if we could just spend a moment and share merits with her. And in sharing merits, we bring her to mind, and maybe it's easy for you to think of your own mother too, or of your mothering life, and reflect on all that that's been to you, means to you, and then wish for Mahamaya, wherever she is now, that she may receive the fruits of the good karma that we're making through doing this pilgrimage and our practice through following the Buddha's teachings, and wishing for her that she may receive those fruits and it may help her to speedily come to the end of this cycle of birth and death, that it may help her to attain Nibbana. So if we can just spend a few moments quietly doing that, however it comes to you.